This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, November 30th. God's word to you today is Seek a Heart, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 42, verse 3 from the New International Version, and it says, "A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice." God cannot ignore a genuine seeker, and David understood this, which was why he said in Psalm 51, verse 17, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise." This is taken from the New King James Version. That is why everyone that seeks God genuinely finds God. Peter and John had come and gone, and their footsteps had long faded in the wind. But Mary was still there, weeping. The angels were watching to see what was going to happen next. Again, this is entirely from my imagination. Jesus could not ignore Mary's heart for him, so he gave the angels permission to show themselves. It was a test to see if Mary would be satisfied so that he can go, because there was so much at stake. The work of salvation is something that everyone had waited a long time for. The angels showed themselves and said, "Why are you crying, woman? You should be rejoicing, not crying." But they saw that Mary was not satisfied. Again, Jesus could not ignore that, so he decided to show himself, but as a gardener. However, Mary placed a demand on heaven, and Jesus saw her heart. Jesus saw how sincere she was, and Jesus risked everything, the salvation of humanity, by calling her the way he calls her. What if Mary was like some of us, that even though Jesus says, "Do not hug me," we would still hug him? There are some people that when I return from a trip, even when I'm saying, "Do not hug me," there is no getting away from them. Even I cannot guarantee that I would not have held Jesus, because this is someone we have been looking for. Then I find him and he's alive. I probably would have hugged him before realizing he was saying, "Do not hug me." When he showed himself to Mary, Jesus must have moved back and said, "Do not touch me." And Mary said, "But we hug." Jesus said, "Not now. I'm carrying the blood of the sacrifice for the sin of humanity. I'm yet to show up at the altar in heaven. I had to break my journey because I saw you crying. I have not presented the blood on the altar." Remember that when Jesus came back, he told the disciples to touch the hole in his hand, right? It was because at that time, it did not matter who touched him. He had completed his priestly sacrifice for you and I. But when he showed up to Mary, he had not. He was putting everything at stake. There was a part of me that was like, "Careful, Mary, you're playing with my salvation." She was literally playing with my salvation, our salvation, with everything. Playing meaning everything was at risk. So why would Jesus take such a huge risk just to comfort a weak, crying woman? Think about it. Yet many of us think that God does not want to listen to our prayers. Do not believe the devil. He is a liar. Some people think that because God has not answered them, God will not or cannot answer them. God cannot resist a sincere cry to him. That is huge. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for Jesus. And Jesus, I thank you for your heart and love overflowing towards me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.